And we're now ready for our next session on age verification. It's over to you.
All right. Yeah, small announcement. As you might see, Felix was not able to join us today due to, the flu that is, I think, spreading around. I am Elina Orkalisi. I'm a spokesperson of the KS Computer Club, and I'm primarily doing EU policy stuff and have been working on the so-called chat control file for the last 4 years now with my lovely colleague Ella, who's head of policy at ADRI. And we will talk about age verification today and both the legal and the technical aspects and why we think that the open source communities need also to have an eye on this topic because it's coming for us hard. So Ella, would you like to start it with the law stuff?
Thank you, Khaleesi. Yeah, I am a legal and policy person, so I'm just going to set the scene around what we're seeing at EU level when it comes to age verification in the last few years. And we wanted to talk about age verification because for us, following closely EU lawmaking, it is one of the hottest topics right now. We have lawmakers left, right, and center proposing it as the solution to almost any kind of online harm that you can imagine. And we are super concerned about that from a digital human rights perspective. It's a very blunt tool, and it comes with a lot of intended and unintended consequences. So together and with our colleagues, we've been really resisting this flood, this rise in thinking that age verification is the silver bullet. So around why it's such a big digital rights issue for us, we kind of see it on three levels. There's the data protection level, the privacy level, and the discrimination level. At the data protection level, if you have to verify your age to get onto chunks of the internet, by definition, you're giving up some of your personal data, and that's always going to come with risks of leaks, of hacks, of what's going to happen with that information, and we've seen it already. Pornhub, for example, in the past used to require all of their content creators to upload a scan of their passport, which they held in a non-secure space. That was a few years ago. So, you know, you're putting yourself at risk, your personal data at risk potentially. But then let's say you could theoretically, and we'll come to that, build a system that was completely data protection compliant. We're still opposing that as EDRI because the privacy impacts are potentially so profound. There is a step change for our free expression by saying that suddenly big parts of the internet are contingent on showing your identity documents. And I'm also a sociologist of tech. If we think back in some of the worst atrocities that have happened in human history, they have been linked to really strictly controlled identity protocols. So we really have to think of it in that sense. There's also, in the privacy bucket, the chilling effect that comes from the use of these tools. Even if your government or a service provider is telling you, yeah, trust us, everything's fine, we know that a lot of people will choose not to use certain services because of the age verification. And that then links to the issue of discrimination, which is that there are chunks of society, disproportionately minoritized people for whom these systems do not work as well or do not work at all. And all that we get then with these systems is the entrenchment of the discrimination and the marginalization that communities like undocumented people, racialized people, sex workers, and other targeted communities already face online. In the past, in the last few years at EU level, it has been possible for providers of different types of online services, so social media, apps, other kind of services, to use age verification if they want to. And increasingly, under the GDPR and the Digital Services Act, we have seen regulators more and more saying that especially for services that have a lot of minors on them, so social media, that the interpretation is they do need to start using age verification more. But we're now in a place where it's creeping towards being de facto mandatory or potentially completely mandatory. So we have some new interpretive guidelines under the Digital Service Act, Article 28 specifically, that are quite prescriptive about how especially social media services probably should be using age verification systems. But potentially even more worrying than that, we have the Child Sexual Abuse Regulation, more commonly known as chat control. And although it's the surveillance, the mass surveillance and the encryption breaking that's generally getting the most attention from chat control, what a lot of people don't know is that that law also has potentially mandatory age verification for private chats. So your Signal, your WhatsApp, your Telegram DMs, your emails, potentially all of these channels, if this law passes, could be subject to age verification because this law is based on the premise that sending a private message is inherently risky. So we could be potentially a few months away from rules if certain lawmakers get their way, whereby we cannot exercise our right to communicate with other individuals privately in the digital age without using our identities. And bringing it also specifically to the open source context, it's not just the communication services themselves where they might have to use age verification. It's also app stores. There's going to be a big obligation potentially put on app stores to verify the age of their users and control access then to all the apps in their app stores. And this chat control bill, it relies on the definitions that are in a law called the Digital Markets Act, which is actually aimed at kind of reining in the power of big tech. So in principle, we support the Digital Markets Act. It's got a lot of potential to open up fairer competition and to be really beneficial for the open source community. But the chat control bill does not limit this to gatekeepers. It doesn't say it's only the Googles and the Apples that have to use age verification, although as we'll hear, that's problematic too. But it would also impact, for example, F-Droid being forced to then bring in age verification controls to access the App Store, as well as to access a lot of individual apps. So we're potentially seeing an absolute landslide. In fact, this is my final slide. This is what is in the chat control bill around software application stores. It's not that they may do this, they shall take what's considered by the European Commission as reasonable measures. But as I've already explained, the risk profile of this law is done so that communicating privately is seen as inherently the highest risk thing you can do online, along with sharing pictures and sharing URLs. So 10 minutes left. Okay. So I will then move on to Khaleesi to give you the technical side of this.
Yeah, I think like very early on, I warned that the chat control file will lead to age verification and also like to force decentralization of the open source ecosystem. Before I get to those impacts, maybe get some terminology clear. There has been a workshop by the Internet Architecture Board and the World Wide Web Consortium late last year. So all like the definitions I have here can also be read up in the summary of their workshop. And I think it's really good to have some more terminology here to understand the risks and the harms that the age verification architectures could do. And also to evaluate them further, because we are at a time where age verification